morning, InfoWars. Welcome to the weekend edition of the program. We're very excited that you are all here and joining me. Folks, if you haven't gotten the message, I am now the new host of American Journal, the show we host Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time every day. So you're going to want to tune into that. But we have so many incredible stories, everything the mainstream media won't tell you about, we talk about on the American Journal. So that is something you're going to want to set your alarm to. Now, if you missed what happened on the program this week, we're going to give you some overview on all of that. But so many incredible guests joined me, and it was an honor to have them on the program. You see, this is the difference between us versus the mainstream media. We talk about everything that they don't want us talking about. Now, as many of you guys know, it was devastating to hear and to see the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But so many on the left celebrated it. And it was absolutely egregious and disgusting and deplorable. But so many are afraid to call it out for what it truly is. This country is dealing with a communist takeover. We have communists who have entered the Democratic Party and have made their way to the highest rankings. And right now, Democrats, the moderate Democrats, are refusing to call it out. But the reality of it is we have no fear in our hearts. We will continue to call out the truth. We will not allow these communists to destroy this great country. And that's what we do all the time on this program. We call it out. We tell you what the mainstream media doesn't want you looking at. The reality is you need to be paying attention because they're trying to destroy this great nation, but we won't let them. We won't let them. You know, we're going to continue to carry Charlie Kirk's memory. We're going to continue to make sure that they don't shy away from saying the truth when it comes to Turning Point and how we move forward in all of this. Because none of us are ready to back down. The left has declared war on us, and unfortunately, so many have refused to jump in on this fight. Most of people in the mainstream media want to talk about unity. And throughout the week on this program, we told you that unity is not an option anymore. How many times is one side going to continue to shoot bullets at us before we sit back and we go, probably start throwing some punches back? See, violence isn't the answer, but when one side is being consistently violent, you must respond. It is your duty to respond. Now, again, we're not provoking anyone, but you have to defend yourself. And although the left likes to sit there and say that self-defense is no longer legal, we've seen it as they've persecuted many who have tried to defend themselves, we're not going to back down. You see, the problem with the left is this, is they've assumed for far too long that they can just continue doing what they've done, attacking us with death threats, with physical threats, with showing up to our events and actually assaulting those who attend. Because they don't want you showing up to events. They don't want you speaking your mind. They don't like the fact that you voted for President Donald J. Trump. Well, now's not the time to back down. You see, the difference between the United States and every other country in the world is that we have the United States Constitution. The Constitution has saved this great nation. It is the buffer between us and the communist pricks who are looking to destroy us. Well, the reality is we're not going to shy away. We're not going to allow them to win. And again, throughout the week, we've discussed all of that. You see, we've compiled a bunch of incredible guests who have joined me on the show and will continue to join me on the show. And the reality is, while cancel culture and outlets like Fox News continue to blacklist these incredible guests from coming on their platform, we're not doing that. We're going to have a group of patriots on this program every single day to speak the truth, because now isn't the time to back down. You see, Charlie Kirk was a moderate compared to the rest of us. He wanted open dialogue. He was the peacemaker. And what did they do? They shot him. And now, when we sit here and we ask Democrats to come together, well, guess what they do? They won't. They won't. They refuse to unify. They refuse to speak down about those who have continuously made death threats against conservatives because they don't like what you have to say. Throughout the week, we have highlighted all of this, and I look forward to continuing to bring that to you. So let's just go over some of my favorite interviews that we've done this week. And let me remind you, I'm the host of American Journal. You must set my time on your watch because we've got a lot to discuss throughout the week.